quality air.
And that lets you save.
Who cares?
True form life.
Green locum.
All right, we're back with another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia. If you missed the last show, we talked about holistic performance with Misha Harris. That was a great interview. I really enjoyed, so check that out. And today, this is show number 133. We have Danielle Cott on it for an interview. We're talking about inflammation. Now, Danielle was a national Canadian champion for the track team. She's certified in strength and conditioning. She's a certified nutritionist. She's got a long list of credentials, and this was a fantastic interview. I really enjoyed it. She goes over omega-3 sources, the balance between omega-3 and 6, preventing inflammation. And then we ended off with herbs and spices for addressing inflammation as well. So stay right there. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
All right, welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Today, I'm excited to have Danielle Cott with us, and we're talking about inflammation. So you heard about her in the intro, and we'll get you all her details in the show notes and then at the end of the show as well. So without further ado, Danielle, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Drew. It's good to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us. We've been talking about having you on for a while now. Thanks for getting your schedule set so you can come and join us on air today.
Absolutely. I'm excited to just share my experiences through nutrition, and I'm a nutritionist working with clients for about 8 years. So, yeah, what I've kind of learned from being in practice for those past 8 years.
Good kind of segue to get into you. Let's give our listeners a chance to get to know you and why you're an expert in nutrition and, you know, where that background came from.
I guess I kind of started at a young age, being an athlete in track and field, and just like yourself, with that athletic background, definitely found that through getting the wrong messages about what to eat, that I wasn't optimizing my performance on the track and in a sport that is definitely can be aided through performance-enhancing drugs, using nutrition kind of as the edge. And after I retired from sports, I went into personal training and really found that it was very difficult to help my clients get to their goals when we weren't actually addressing the nutrition components. So just fell in love with being able to help people and teach people about eating right and what that meant to each individual to get them to their goals.
I don't know if you're giving yourself enough credit or if that's something you don't like to talk about, but I think, you know, the more intense an athlete is, or, you know, the higher levels they get to, the more understanding they have to know about nutrition and bodies and how it works. Can I mention that you were a national champion?
Absolutely, yes. Yep.
You did quite well. I mean, it's it shouldn't be skipped over, I think, that you certainly went to a high level with running the 400 for the Canadian national team.
Yeah, it was a big passion of mine. It paid for my schooling. It provided me lots of opportunities to travel and to represent Canada was always a goal of mine at a young age. So to be able to achieve that goal was awesome.
You're also certified strength and conditioning, certified nutritionist. So after you got into, I mean, out of professional sports, you kind of went into teaching that?
Yeah, I started to work for a couple of fitness facilities and did one-on-one personal training. Mm-hmm. And while I was still competing as an athlete, that was a great way to subsidize my sport. And I did personal training and ran a couple health clubs for about 4 to 5 years before I stepped into the nutrition realm.
So today we're going to talk about inflammation, and I like this subject because it comes up a lot with clients and in athletics, and a lot of people don't exactly know what inflammation is.
Yeah, so basically we're talking about inflammation in our body at a cellular level, and that can mean different things to different people. Inflammation in our joints can cause arthritic pain. Inflammation in our brain is definitely linked to depression and anxiety, as well as inflammation in our arterial walls. So that building and hardening of the cholesterol in the arterial walls. So reducing inflammation free diet is a real key component to what I like to do in my practice.
What's your philosophy around your diet?
Yeah, I mean, the number one thing to reduce inflammation would be to reduce some of the pro-inflammatory foods in your diet, and lots of those would be refined flours and sugars, a lot of the trans fats that might be in the foods if we're eating out high saturated fat foods. So to reduce those triggers in our diet and also replace those foods with anti-inflammatory fats, such as our omega-3 fatty acids.
Do you want to go over sources of omega-3 fats first?
Yeah, let's discuss that.
What can we do? Like, how can we get omega? Why are they important, and how can we get more of them in our diets, in our bodies?
Okay, well, I think it's difficult for a lot of people to incorporate a lot of omega-3 fats into their diet. I know that I live in Calgary, Alberta, we're landlocked, and a lot of us didn't grow up eating a lot of fish, specifically cold water fatty fish, where omega-3 fatty acids are very prevalent. Some of my favorite sources of omega-3 fats would be salmon, more specifically wild sockeye salmon, sardines, mackerel, and herring. So those being excellent sources of our cold water fatty fish sources. And then secondary sources would be some of our vegetarian sources would be walnuts, flax seeds, hemp seeds, chia seeds, eggs, omega-3 eggs. So the chicken has actually been fed, you know, good omega-3 diets with flax in them. And then there's some baked breads and goods that are also fortified with omega-3s.
Just having a balance of omega-3s from different sources, that's most beneficial?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So can people get enough omega-3s if they're not, let's say if they're vegetarian, for example?
The ALA in the vegetarian sources is harder to convert into an omega-3 fatty acid. So it can be a little bit more difficult. It definitely can be done. The fish source of omega-3, so your salmon, your sardines, herring, mackerel, those are easily obtained by the body, but absolutely, you know, being a vegetarian, you can definitely get some omega-3 fatty acids into your diet.
Definitely have a concern for the environment and always paying attention to what's going on. And unfortunately, our oceans continue to be more polluted. Is that a concern for omega-3s and fish and trying to get a clean source of nutrients from, you know, cold water fish?
Yeah, it definitely is a concern. But the smaller fish like sardines, wild salmon, looking at the actual mercury and toxin buildup in some of these sources of omega-3s, I use the EWG, the Environmental Working Group by the United States, as a good source to actually look to see which fish are typically going to hold more mercury or toxins in them. And so if you are concerned, you know, using options like sardines and wild salmon, which typically has a lot less mercury in them, would be a better option.
Okay.
Than, let's say, some of our bigger tuna out there that have accumulated a lot more mercury and toxins in them.
I guess tuna or canned fish, what do you think about the mercury levels from a canned substance as opposed to fresh?
Again, looking at the type of tuna, for instance, the ahi tuna, the good white tuna that I think tastes a bit better are, you know, they're a bigger fish, so typically they have more of a mercury content in them. So just knowing the type of fish or tuna that you're buying. Light tuna, skipjack tend to have a little bit less, or yellowfin tuna actually has a little bit of less omega or mercury content in them. So I would probably recommend clients or individuals buying those types of tuna.
Personally, I eat a mainly plant-based diet, but I can't get rid of fish at this point in my life right now. I just believe that there's so many good health benefits for them. And then I have questions like this myself. So thank you for clearing that up for me and our listeners. But we're going to take a quick break. So stay right there. We're here with Danielle Kopp and we're talking about inflammation. We'll be right back.
After we lost Mom, I was worried about Dad living alone in that big house, but I couldn't imagine him being happy anywhere else. But then Jenny, our comfort keeper, helped to make things right.
Across the country or across town, comfort keepers like Jenny provide in-home care for just a few hours a week or on an extended basis.
Serving Red Deer in Central Alberta, 347-3730 or reddeer.comfortkeepers.ca.
All right, we're back on Exploring Mind and Body with Danielle Kopp, and we're talking about inflammation. And this is a fantastic subject because it comes up so much, and a lot of people don't know what it is, how to reduce inflammation, and just how to live without that, those I guess you could call them chronic pain surrounding inflammation. One of the questions that often comes up, and a subject I want to get into more, is a different omega. So you hear about the omega 369 and what's the difference between them. So Danielle, can you explain the difference between omega 3 versus omega 6 for us?
Sure. That is a common question that I get asked a lot as well. And should I take an omega 369 supplement, which, you know, 8 years ago was all the rage. And omega-6 fats are typically found in a lot of our nuts and seeds, as well as our vegetable oils, specifically a lot of soy oil, corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, cottonseed oil. These are high sources of omega-6 fats. And pretty typically these fats are found in our diet. It's because of a lot of our packaged foods are using these oils just because they're a bit of a cheaper oil and easy to bake with. So most foods would be using, whether it's your salad dressings, any baked goods, most products that you're buying from the grocery store typically have a lot of good omega-6 fats in them. So we consume a lot of omega-6 fats in our diet and not a lot of omega-3 fats. So this can really contribute to an improper balance between those two fatty acids.
So what we need to do is balance out omega-3s from, you know, from food sources that we might not always consume, like salmon or walnuts, for example.
Exactly.
And then, so I guess what you're saying is we need to consume more consciously, consume more omega-3s than omega-6, because omega-6 is in most of the foods we consume anyways.
Yeah, and if you're reducing the amount of packaged and processed foods in your diet, you're going to naturally reduce the amount of omega-6 load in your diet, which kind of contributes to some of that excess inflammation that we typically walk around with in North America.
Does inflammation build up because there isn't a balance of omega-3 versus omega-6?
Absolutely, yeah, that's definitely a contributing factor.
So does omega-6 alone increase inflammation, or is it just the imbalance of it?
At this point, we just think we just have such a big ratio. Like, the ratio in North America, depending on each individual's diet, can range from about 20 to 1 or 30 to 1 of omega-6s to omega-3s. Whereas if you look at some Mediterranean countries, if you look at Okinawa, Japan, some of these blue zones, those ratios are closer to 3 to 1 and quite possibly even 2 to 1.
Can you talk about the high sugar diets and insulin production concerning inflammation?
Absolutely. So I'm just going to kind of use an example. I get up in the morning, I'm running late, I go to Tim Hortons and I grab double-double, 2 coffee, 2 cream, get a muffin, drive into work, walk into work, and there's a box of donuts there. Bonus. I get my donut in my hand and quickly scarf that down too. So at this point, you know, I've consumed maybe 80 to 100 grams of sugar. And depending on how sensitive I am to those, you know, to that sugar load in my body, my blood sugars will spike. My body will produce insulin in order for those blood sugars to actually come back down again. And what we know now is that when there is, you know, this excess of sugar in our blood, it definitely can contribute to sugar. The problem is that most of us are consuming these high carbohydrate, high sugar diets, and we are consistently craving more carbohydrates and more sugar due to the crashes that we have throughout the day, that we're putting our bodies constantly in these pro-inflammatory states.
So by consuming, you know, highly processed food, refined sugar, these baking and coffee, whatever you're putting in your diets, this is increasing inflammation.
Absolutely.
So the very first thing we can do to reduce inflammation is prevent it.
Absolutely. Eating more whole foods on a consistent basis, getting more healthy fats in your diet, not just walnuts, but using things like almonds, Brazil nuts, pistachio, so good healthy fats to promote satiation, so you're not always looking for those quick carbohydrate fixes.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'm really looking forward to this subject. Actually, it's anti-inflammatory herbs and spices, which I know absolutely nothing about. So I'll be looking, besides turmeric, but what's that? So when we come back, you're going to fill us in on that. Stay right there. We'll be right back on Exploring Mind and Body.
This segment brought to you by Complete Truth Protein Powder. Live free, live true with whole natural foods. No additives, no preservatives, and soy, gluten, and dairy free. Supplement with superfood to energize your day. Visit CompleteTruthProtein.co for more.
Today we're interviewing Danielle Kott, and she's talking about inflammation. This last segment we're going to finish off with is anti-inflammatory herbs and spices. So, Danielle, enlighten me.
Okay, sure. And I think most of us, you know, already use a lot of herbs and spices within our cooking, especially if we're cooking from scratch, but we're not necessarily aware of all the good benefits that we're getting from them. So, you know, we've got a variety of herbs that will take away inflammation out of our body. Basil, cardamom, cayenne pepper, chive, cilantro, cloves, parsley, nutmeg, rosemary, all these herbs and spices will actually help us reduce inflammation. I'm just going to quickly talk about my three favorite spices that I like to use quite often. My first one being cinnamon. Studies show that cinnamon in a fairly high dose will actually reduce your blood sugar from spiking so high. So we're going to have less insulin being produced in our body, which can cause a lot of inflammation. So consuming cinnamon on a regular basis, I usually get clients to add cinnamon to their coffee, add it to their yogurt. They can add cinnamon to their pork, to their stir fries, even a dash into your chili. So just finding more regular ways to add cinnamon to your food is a great way to offset those blood sugar spikes. I also have type 2 diabetics that actually take cinnamon capsules, and we're able to see their overall A1Cs go down when they're getting in regular cinnamon. Turmeric is another great anti-inflammatory spice, and it's not something that we would typically consume in a North American diet, but we're starting to see more turmeric teas, turmeric capsules, more of the anti-inflammatory arthritic blends out there are incorporating more turmeric into those blends, just because we are learning about how they can reduce inflammation. Really great for anyone who suffers from arthritic pain. It can also give credit to turmeric to reducing the amount of Alzheimer's. When we look at certain populations of Pakistan and India where they incorporate more turmeric, we're seeing lower instances of Alzheimer's in those populations. And, you know, turmeric, adding turmeric to, again, to chilies and soups and stews, and just adding a teaspoon here and there can actually make a difference throughout the day. And my final and favorite spice for inflammation would be ginger. And I think I'm just a big fan of ginger because I use it in a lot of my cooking. And ginger in any way can be an anti-inflammatory agent. So whether you're using a ginger tea, using spiced ginger, crushed ginger, I like to just peel ginger root with the back of a spoon. I put it in the freezer, and whenever I want to touch ginger, whether I'm steeping it in my tea or adding it to a stir fry, I'll just take out a cheese grater and grate the ginger into my food that way.
Great
idea. Those would be my three favorite ways to reduce inflammation through my herbs and spices.
Great idea with the ginger thing. I put in my smoothies and stir fries, so that's cool. And then turmeric, I throw in my smoothies as well. Are there better times to use these spices and herbs, or you should just use them throughout the day after a workout? Any suggestions there?
Oh, sure. I mean, after workout is great because our body is already inflamed. We've taxed our muscle fibers, absolutely. But any time you can get them in, they're going to be beneficial. If you're starting to feel unwell, sometimes I'll get clients to take hot water, add a little bit of lemon juice, throw in a teaspoon of turmeric, and then also steep a little garlic in that and top it off with honey. And it's a great tincture to actually boost their immune system as well.
All right. Well, that was fantastic. Thanks, Danielle. I really appreciate all that information. It was certainly easy to understand. And you guys can go ahead and check out exploringmindandbody.com. Decrease inflammation, and that's show 133. And we're going to have show notes. I'll list everything Danielle talked about and more information on her. If you'd like to get a hold of her, Danielle, where are you at?
I'm located out of our Airdrie Simply for Life office. Our phone number is 403-948-4424. If anyone has any questions, they can always find me here.
Okay, Danielle, thanks so much for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope we can get you back to come on for another episode.
Thanks, Drew. I'm always available.
Exploring Mind and Body with True Forms, True Talia would not be possible without the help from the following sponsors: AG Foods in Didsbury, Health Street in the Cornerstone Shopping Center Olds, and Shoppers Drug Mart, working together to help build a healthier tomorrow. For more information on True Form Life, True Talia, or to find out how you can become a sponsor, visit exploringmindandbody.com.
All right, that's all we have for you for this show. I hope you enjoyed that. Actually, personally, I really enjoyed hearing Danielle's perspective. And, you know, as an expert in dealing with food and inflammation on a daily basis, these were clear kind of answers and solutions that we can do to prevent and also supplement our body with to, you know, avoid inflammation. It's such a common topic that I hear about on a daily basis. So this is something that I can direct people to often. I can't thank you enough for tuning in. I appreciate your comments and your shares and your likes. That all gives me inspiration to keep moving forward. We're on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. If you're not listening to this on iTunes, check us out there. And if you do get a chance, you can rate us or comment there. That helps our show move forward. And I read all those, so I definitely appreciate those. I want to thank Jameson Brown, my producer, for all his edits and efforts with the show. And be sure to tune in next time. We have an Olympic athlete coming on to talk about life after the Olympics. So I'll make sure you tune in next week for that. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com. Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea would not be possible without the help of GDK Gravel and Sand. GDK Gravel and Sand, now offering all products in half and 1 yard bags. Give them a call today for more information. 1-877-335-2091.